too, there's this power that happens in the world of people of color when Cape Verdeans insulated mm-hmm. themselves mm-hmm. because we say we're not African American.
Oh, well,
we define ourselves as Cape Verdean as a race because we did not want to be labeled as African.
Because there's a privilege in not identifying as.
Because
we are not a race.
African Americans are held at so low esteem in low social economic level in the United States that any immigrant of color coming here would not allow themselves to be labeled there. They insulated their community, the people from the Caribbean, the people from the Cape Verde Islands, the people from any world. You come, you insulate yourself.
That was Stoa's generation.
You start to define yourself. So Cape Verdeans becoming insulated, it's how we come and we survive. They insulated themselves in New Bedford, your grandparents on the Cape. And to this day, if you talk, you remember the talks with your grandmother, they're Cape Verdeans. They gave themselves a whole new, they created their own ethnicity because they would not. But they're doing the same crappy work that, mm-hmm. But they're above. And they, because of their looks, you want to have somebody cleaning your house that looks, you know, oh, that's a pretty maid. Mm-hmm. Or they fit in, or the language that they use. Fit in. So that's how we, as a Cape Verdeans, we survive and assimilate. The same reason
we're
why,
in between.
The same reason why they could jump on
that's
a whale ship that had lost mm-hmm. people, because these sailors died going to get whales, so they'd stop in those places. They'd hop on, take the risk, and that's how they end up. They work the whale ship here, then they jump, and now they're here. So there's this whole dynamic here on why we are in you know, our parents knew this. They kind of had a sense how to insulate us, to keep us, mm-hmm. because there wasn't a whole lot of other things that they could do, but they could live on the holy name next door. We could pay every week. I remember bringing my envelope with the change we paid weekly to go to Catholic school. And then we jumped to Seacock.
To go out.
And we jumped to Seacock. We were insulated. My father would not let us. I remember getting into big trouble because one of their friends came over, had a new car, and wanted, you know, just came to see us. They weren't there, gave us a ride, and we were not allowed to socialize. There's very little socialization that my parents did with us in the Cape Verdean community. And we kind of just, you know, I went to high school. I left whatever I needed to do. Mm-hmm. I was doing it because I needed to get through school. And that's how we do that. And in that way, when raising you guys, knowing the places where we chose to live, because we chose to be here. And that's because we had family ties here. And so we chose to be here. But if you remember, every place that we visited, we always pick places where when we got there, we look like the rest of the world and we would visit. And that was important for us to go to the Cape Verde Islands for us so that you could see people that look like you, your relatives, but also to see that if we hadn't made it here, you would have been over there. And like some of your second cousins, that there is this privilege that we have,
but the other,
but it's not, you know, it was a hard to get here.
I have had full-blown arguments with highly educated Cape Verdean people that Cape Verdeans is not a race.
Because they don't.
I said no, that's a nationality. When you became a nation, before that you were Portuguese. So it's very difficult because they have this seated thing that they will not. You can ask Cape Verdeans, what did you check on your college application? Most of them will tell you, other. They, I mean, for them to check that they're African American, which they truly are because Cape Verde is part of the African.
If you look at Brown and some of the colleges that are near Cape Verdean, now they put Cape Verdean. because then they can change it to African American. But because they know, like in my school right now, I have problems because I have the percentage of whites in my school is so high, but when you walk through, you're like, where are all these white people? Because on paper, with the state, I have a very diverse population.
But people are checking that box because of the way they look.
That was what I was going to say. College applications, I had such a hard time because we were raised as Cape Verdean, but in high school, I was not black enough. I just wasn't. I didn't look it. You look at our family, they're like, two of you are white. And I'm like, no. So it was hard for me to check black because I was so socialized into being like, I'm not.
So the question becomes, and what they say, the question becomes, which is where the argument that I had with this person started. How do you identify? So if it's how you identify, it's personal. Mm-hmm. I identify black. I identify Hispanic. But race is different than nationality. You know? Effie Grace. So you have to just, people have to understand how they identify. And the way you identify, sometimes you go to Lucy. Lucy will say, I'm black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Lucy is a cousin.
Boom. You know, it's like she doesn't even think twice. She just boom, and everybody probably looks at her. Okay, girl, we need to like, we need to go. You know, I'm sure some people like. It's because again, what they see. Mm-hmm. Now it takes a different, and that stops people when Lucy says that with unapologetic. Now they're like, now I'm really curious. Now I got to get to know her. Because what I perceived is not reality, which is a wonderful thing.